Tuesday, the symbolic language of revelation. Everybody who is able to read can read the book of Revelation from the first verse to the last. But it does not mean that he is able to understand anything, because the book is written in symbolic language. And then you do not know what the symbols mean, because normally they are not explained there. For example, in the book of Daniel, it's a twin book to the book of Revelation. It's the book of prophecy of the Old Testament, Daniel, and Revelation, the book of prophecy in the New Testament. Now in Daniel 7 we read that Daniel had a dream. And then in verse 2, Daniel spoke and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. He sees a lion, he sees a bear, he sees a leopard and a dragon. Tja, what to think about it? Are we in the zoo now, watching wild beasts? And then we find an explanation in the book, what this vision means. Each animal, each beast, stands for a kingdom. The lion for Babylon, the bear for Medo-Persian, the leopard for Greece, the dragon for Rome, Roman Empire. So when you hear the explanation, then you know, beasts are kingdoms. In the Revelation, in the book of Revelation, beasts show up again. But there, they are not explained in this way as here. So if you do not know Daniel, you can't understand the book of Revelation. We must read through the whole Bible that we are able to understand the symbols of Revelation. And that was the aim of it. That not just anybody who read through it could understand, but only those who went deeper in their studies. That's the aim. Because we should dig, that we can understand. Those who are only on the surface, they will not find any treasure in it. But the deeper we dig, the more treasures we will find. For example, in the book of Ezekiel, in chapter 1, the prophet has a vision. He was in Babylon, like Daniel, and he writes that he saw something which stirred him up in his mind. I looked, Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 4, I looked and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. And every one had four faces. Now that's something we haven't seen before, haven't we? And everyone had four wings. We haven't seen that either. So a prophet in vision, it could happen that he sees things, nothing on earth he can compare with it. So here it's like a human being but four faces. How can you imagine that? Four wings? Interesting beings. Four living creatures he can see. The same creatures can be seen in the book of Revelation. They are the angels who build this throne. So God, the Father, sits on these angels. They form the platform for him. Interesting aspects. We have to read the language of the past to understand the visions about the future in Revelation.